The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord. We stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive, they have been forgiven them. And whosoever sins you bind, they have been bound." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other things in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace is yours this day from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Did you catch the pattern in our gospel reading for today? Sunday, disciples gathered, doors shut, Jesus. The sight of his wounds in a living body, overflowing joy, commissioning to carry forgiveness out into the world. But Thomas missed the gathering. Maybe he was golfing, maybe he was fishing. Maybe he was moping around. Maybe he slept in. We're not told why he wasn't there, and there's a reason for that. Because it doesn't matter why he wasn't there. The only thing that matters is that he missed out. And look at what happened because he missed out on the gathering where Jesus came to his disciples behind the closed doors to bring them joy overflowing from the wounds and the spirit breath of those of his words and his commission. Because he wasn't there, Thomas refuses to believe. Thomas, in his unbelief, lays down his conditions. He's got to see with his own eyes those wounds and touch them with his fingers. then he'll see about believing. And the Lord could have appeared to Thomas on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. Any of them would have done, but the Lord didn't. He let Thomas stew in his unbelief for a solid week. And then look at what happened. Deja vu all over again. Sunday. Disciples gathered, doors shut, Jesus, the sight of his wounds, and overflowing joy. This time, the truant Thomas was present. And the presence of Jesus in the midst of the gathered disciples brings Thomas from unbelief to a full-blast confession, "My Lord and my God." Jesus responds to that. Thomas had been brought to faith by seeing the wounds in the hands and the side. He came to confess that his Lord and his God had been raised from the dead just as he had promised he would be. But Jesus is setting a pattern now. And he is thinking of more than Thomas on that night. He is thinking of you. And so he says to Thomas, "You believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." But if it will not be the seeing of Jesus that brings to faith, then what? Well, the gospel holds the answer. It's all about what happens on the first day of the week, which is also the eighth day, the eternal day, the day of the new creation, the first and eighth day, a miracle. The disciples of Jesus gather, and into their midst comes the risen one. And he comes with his wounds, his spirit, his breath, and his words. "These have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." In the gathering of his people together, the miracle happens again and again. Even though there is more Jesus than can ever be fit into a book, nevertheless, he has given his people a book around which to gather. A book where the breath of Jesus, that is the Spirit of God, still blows to call people from unbelief to faith. A book that is opened and read. Words, concrete words, words about Jesus, Jesus' own words. The Spirit breathed them all. They all come from and are all about Jesus. And we read them, and when we do, it is not just a matter of remembering Jesus. No. We confess that Jesus is with us in his words. That's why we stand. That's why we shout out, "Alleluia," in greeting to the one who comes to us in his words, the one who had promised, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." But the one who comes to us in his words is the one who comes to us also, showing the wounds and speaking peace and bringing joy. And so, when the words of Jesus are spoken over bread and wine, then we have what the words of Jesus say: "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Thomas was invited to touch and believe. You are invited to believe and taste. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Body and blood correspond to the wounds. And so it is his death that is proclaimed every time that we gather together, and he feeds us with his body and his blood. On many Christian altars, there are five crosses carved into the top of the altar. Sometimes you also will see it on the altar cloth that covers the altar. I don't know about your altar. But what is carved into some altars or woven into the linens on some altars is what resulted from five piercings. Two in the hands, two in the feet, and one in the side. And they are there to confess that on the altar is the very body and blood which hung upon the cross for you, for that is what you are given to eat and to drink. And with the sight and the taste of the wounds comes the word of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And then joy. When? On the Lord's day, when Jesus comes into the midst of his gathered disciples and speaks his peace and brings the joy of sins forgiveness. But the joy isn't to end there or here. The disciples go out and announce, as they did to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And so we are sent out from this gathering where Jesus has come to be with us, where we have known him in his words and in his wounds. We are sent forth to tell people like Thomas, who think that their sins are still hung around their neck, that there is one who has lifted that burden from them, one who has given them peace and joy. We are sent to tell one and all, and not just that there is such a one, and such a forgiveness, and such an eternal life, but also sent to tell where he can be found, and where faith is given, and forgiveness, and joy, and peace. To tell them about the miracle of the first and the eighth day, when Jesus still comes to be with us and we gather together in his name, around his words and his wounds. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen.